On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join Claude and Joe Thomas as they share with us what it takes to become the professional lover.
The wife of a couple that Joe and I were counseling expressed how frustrated she was that nothing she did for her husband seemed to make him happy. When we asked her, "What are you doing when your husband seems the happiest?" she recited a few things. When we asked her husband, "What things about your wife make you happy?" his answers caused his wife to respond several times, "I didn't know that."
It was clear that the wife didn't really know what made her husband feel loved. She had not studied him nor asked questions to discover what love meant to him or how he liked to receive it. Instead, she was going by what made her feel loving to him and getting upset at his lukewarm response.
As a trained psychologist and ordained minister, I've centered my studies of relationships around helping couples discover how knowing their personalities, loving styles, and spiritual gifts can help them predict areas of strength and areas of possible conflict, which they can avoid through proactive behavior.
That idea is supported by 2 Timothy 2:5, where Paul tells Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God. The same way that Paul admonished Timothy to study so that he was sure to share God's correct truth, we should study the truth of our spouses so we can practice what love means to them.
For more information on becoming the professional lover, visit wjou.org.